Hello everyone, welcome to Mushtar FM 89.6. Today we are here for our Experience the World show. I'm your super serious host, Bera. Today I have a community to introduce. I was in Budapest a few months before and I joined an event created by a community called Mirahas, which this community aims interculturality and integration in society, which I love. This community. I joined many other events that they made, but this one was special because they moved this year in another street, which it calls Lusa Street. This year they made a festival called Lusa in the street, and the festival was about interculturality to introduce themselves to street and get know to streets. They made many different events between 27th and 3rd of September. And I joined few many of them, which it was quite well experienced for me. I also volunteered in few workshops and I joined the party they made in the park. I think Calvaria Park. I'm not sure. I don't remember that well and it's a bit far. But I made an interview with few many people from that organization, the participants, the volunteer in Mirahas, the member of Mirahas, the worker in Mirahas, which I learned many things from them, what Mirahas, what their aim, and also how the situation in Hungary for migrants, for refugees, for people who has special protection status. And I would like to share it with you. Hope you enjoy to know them. If you are in Budapest, if you will step by in Budapest, you have to visit Mirahas. Also, you can learn more about this community on Instagram, also on Facebook. They have events calendar for each month. You can join whatever you like. So let's go and meet with Mira member and get to know more about Lusa Festival.
Hello, my name is Esther and I'm the program manager of Mira Intercultural Community. I've been working with Mira for 1.5 years now.
And can you introduce Mirahas? Because we don't know too much.
Yes. So Mira has been established in 2016. And it's the part of Artemisio Foundation. And Artemisio Foundation has been existing since 1998. And we did a lot of different integration projects. But then around 2015, when there was this refugee crisis in Europe, and when our government started to have more negative attitude towards foreigners, we had the idea to create an intercultural community where foreigners and locals can meet and learn from each other. So this is how Mira came to life. And first we didn't have a community space, so we were organizing some programs in our office. But then since 2018 we have been having a community space. First it was in the 9th district and we outgrew it, so we moved here to the 8th district, so to a bigger community space. What we are doing is a lot of community events. Every week we have around 3 community events, and it's our members who are organizing these events and who bring the ideas in. And these events can be cultural events, like intercultural nights, like we're going to have Turkish and Armenian nights this month, or they can be bigger celebration. Next month we are going to have Diwali, for instance, but they can also be smaller workshops, like cooking workshops. We just had Filipino spring roll making workshop, but also creative workshops. Sometimes we just go outside and we do some hiking, so just some community buildings, and we also have some integration programs and education programs. So we have Hungarian language classes for adults and kids, and we have orientation clubs to provide information for foreigners about the Hungarian public systems, and a mentoring program for foreigners as well.
And how do you reach them? Because it can be hard.
Yeah, so we have 2 intercultural mediators. We have someone from Afghanistan and we have someone from Ukraine. On one hand, it's them who know people and to bring more people in, and they can also communicate with the people. And just generally Facebook, where we try to reach people. And I think it's really just the community itself always brings more people in. But sometimes, for instance, when after the war broke out in Ukraine, Then we went to places where we knew many Ukrainians are living, like to shelters, and we took our flyers and we tried to talk with people, and that's how we met with our new members.
Okay, so you said it started with immigration crisis in Europe. How is the situation for refugees in Hungary? How many people in here officially, let's say?
Officially, there are only a little bit more than 5,000 people living here with the international beneficiary of international protection status, which is a very few number. And since 2015, we took only like 1,000 people in. Sometimes they are coming from a background that they could be refugees because they are coming from countries where there is a war currently. But who has the official status is just 5,000 people. Because Ukrainians, they don't have refugee status, but they have beneficiary of temporary protection status.
And what is this?
It means that everybody who fled Ukraine after the war broke out can get this status. If they are Ukrainian or Hungarian citizens or had a refugee status in Ukraine, no matter, so there is no need for like personal interviews, so they just enter, they ask for it and they get it, but it's temporary. It's always granted for 1 year and then it got extended for another year, and then it can be extended up to 3 years, and after this status is over, so probably, I don't know, either they have to go home or maybe like stay here with another status. But a refugee is someone who seek asylum in the country because they cannot live in their home country safely, either because of war or because of like political reasons. But it's an individual procedure. So they have to file for asylum, and then it's like a year or 2 years with interviews when they have to reason that they want to be refugees. But when they are refugees, then when they get the status, then they almost have the same rights as Hungarian citizens. Like they have full access, for instance, to healthcare, education, just as Hungarian citizens. The only difference is that they cannot vote on national elections, they can only vote on the local municipality elections, and they cannot work in some of the public sphere spaces where it's necessary to have citizenship. But they can have citizenship after 3 years, and every other foreigners, they can get citizenship after 8 years, so it's like an easier procedure for them. But the reason why we don't have refugees is that at the moment it's not possible to seek for asylum at our borders, but at our borders everybody is sent back to the embassy in Kiev, not the best choice, or to Belgrade.
And I wanna learn more about society, like the law, they have same access or same rights with Hungarian citizens. But for example, in society, how they accept foreigners, how they accept immigrants. I mean, probably you know a lot of things because you have been together with them.
It's an interesting question because, so we have this quite negative propaganda in the official state media against migrants. So generally, as a Hungarian, I can feel that many of the people have quite negative attitudes towards foreigners. But I think it's just like a general attitude. But when it comes to people, to person to person, then we don't get that bad feedbacks from the people who are coming to us. Like they say that Hungarians are generally nice. That's one thing. But another issue is that, as you said, on the low level, we are doing quite fine, but the problem is that we don't have policies and we don't have any practice how to integrate foreigners. And then what happens is that in school there is no like Hungarian language classes for foreign students, so there is no like additional things to support foreigners who live here, and we don't educate the locals too. So Hungarians don't know about, for instance, refugees, the rights of refugees. So they don't know if someone can work without a work permit, so it's like totally the same, or they can have full access to healthcare or anything. So the problem in the society is that it's not clear.
What do you think about solution with this problem? You have something?
Yeah, of course, it would be nice to have an integration policy of the country, because in 2013 there was a migration strategy created, and it's said that in there that there should be integration policy, and since then it was never created. So there are, and no one is dealing with the integration of migrants in the national level, but in the local municipality level as well. So it should be nice if there is some kind of policies or strategies to what to do with basic services like healthcare. And the biggest help would be information. If both sides, the locals and the foreigners, could get more information about the rights and about the services available, and translators. So I'm not saying that every doctor in the hospital should speak English, but there should be a possibility to call. In other countries, for instance, it's solved that they can call a national number, and then there is a translator, like an Arabic translator or other language translator that can help, or even an English translator would be nice. So it's language and lack of information.
Thank you for your answer.
My name is Justyna, I'm from Poland, but I came to Budapest more or less a week ago to work with Mira and have like 3 months work experience, because I study in Ireland, community network, and I had the opportunity in my final year to go abroad. So I picked Mira, that's why I'm here.
This is a really specific topic to volunteer or to work with, so why you choose to Mira?
Because in my last 2 years, I didn't have opportunity to work with migrants or refugees or asylum seekers in Ireland. So I thought that would be a great opportunity now to gain the experience in that area.
How is going for you? I mean, to connect it that much in 1 week, and what is the challenges?
Yeah. Well, it's, so far it's gone great. Like, I always take my time, you know, at least 2-3 weeks to get used to it, to the place, to people, new environment. So it's all new to me now.
Okay, so now you work with refugees, you work for them actually, and how you see their position now in Hungary? Let's say what they need.
I think so far I ask so many people and I get so many different opinions from people. Like like some people, they have a great time here, and some people, they have horrible time here, and some people are in the middle. So and I don't have an opinion yet on it. I think I have to go out and talk to more people to see actually what's needed. But that's my aim actually. I just want to see, you know, reflect on it at the end of it as well. What's actually here that it's not 100% done for immigrants. I know from, I was talking to Esty and she said there could be more improvement on bureaucracy, like when you, for example, if you want to vote, there is no translation in English that you are able to vote in the local elections, for example, but people, I don't think they know about this. So I was thinking, wow, this is very interesting. Like, so how they want to, you know, express that, how they want to bring that message across to people, like people can actually vote in the local elections, like, you know, like this is important for people to know. So this is something I just want to know more about.
And about this event, how it's going for you, what was your task? Can you introduce this event more?
My task was just talk to people, talk about Mira a bit, as much as I know. I was in a circle with Gabby as well, talking about my background, teaching people my language, and we were just sharing the experiences from different countries. So that was my task so far. You know, working with kids as well. We had a lot of kids on Friday, so we had a great time. They all wanted a tour, they all wanted to have a pin. So yeah, it's good to, you know, see that there is an interest from local community as well to know more about Mira and why we are here, why they're here, why they created this space, this festival, for people in the community, for the community to be more accepting towards each other.
Okay, so this festival for immigrants people or for local people?
Both. It is for both, to introduce both to each other. It is all more about accepting each other. You know, like they're here, like Hungarian people are here, and they have more people coming from different countries. So how they can work with each other, how they can support each other.
It sounds perfect. Thank you for
Thank
your answer.
You.
Hello, my name is Anastasia Vojc and I study in Budapest in the Faculty of English and American Studies. I'm here for 1 year and I'm from Ukraine originally, and I will be here for like 3 years because of my program.
And how you came here with university?
I came here because of my scholarship. I successfully won it. Yeah, and I applied for the scholarship in ELTE and I successfully got into the university, so now I'm here.
Perfect. And how have you heard about Mira?
I've heard about Mira from Chila. It's a volunteer in this organization and we met each other in Blah Blah Exchange.
I went there, it's perfect.
Yes, I liked it. And I met a lot of people there, especially like good people that just like showed me this another opportunity to take part in, so yeah.
And which kind of events you participate in Mira has?
I usually participate in all of the events, try to, but I've been to like 4 or 5 events such as outdoor yoga, urban meditation, also karaoke night and different parties that they organize. I also interested in like Armenian nights or intercultural nights in general. So
Mira has worked with specific group of people and their task is work with migrants and to connect them in society. Mm-hmm. And how you see this? Is it work, like the task of them?
I think I would like to recommend some like big advertisement companies to them, because if not Chila, I wouldn't find out about this organization. So I've never heard about this. Like, even I'm a Ukrainian, so I have this chance to connect to different organizations that help Ukrainian refugees and just Ukrainians. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard about this organization, but they also have these refugees events, maybe like for Ukrainians as well, so I just never heard about this.
So in Hungary you also in other organization who work with refugees or migrants?
Right now I'm not a refugee, I'm a student, but when I was with this status of refugee, I attended like Budapest Helps organization, but they have programs for Ukrainians just in general, but other organizations like MRSA, maybe you've heard, like Reformaticus Church or Caritas or any other organizations, they really help Ukrainians, and like financial aid, humanitarian aid, and even different events as well. For that time I attended and received this help, now I don't.
And also I want to ask, you feel or you heard that people who come here with refugees status, do they feel welcome here? How it's going to live in another country and how it's going for you or for other Ukrainian people?
Like, from my point of view, it's difficult to be a refugee in another country, but in Budapest I feel that they really support Ukrainians, especially the mayor of Budapest. He is very, sympathetic to Ukrainians, and I really respect it, and I'm very grateful to him for this help and support. And I also noticed that they try to organize different events only for Ukrainians, like even Day of Kyiv, they organized it in Budapest and said that it's like brothers, like brother cities. Also, they continued this, prolonged this free transportation, like in public transport. It really deserves like respect from Ukrainians, and I think they really respect it and very grateful for it.
Thank you for your answers.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Cilem. I'm from Turkey. I'm volunteering in Mira Has.
And what is your task in Mira Has?
I'm volunteering here and I'm helping my colleagues.
Okay, can you introduce this festival?
Okay, first of all, I want to speak about the Luja festival name, because it's the reason why the festival is called Luja. It's because the street where Mira is located is Luja. It is held every year to introduce Mira to people in the surrounding area. And we organized events that appeal to all age groups, not just only children, not just only teenagers. Yes, all age group. We also organized events for volunteers and members to get to know the secret. Actually, we have really different type workshop, events and party. First, I want to speak about Garden of Language. It's really different because our aim for this, the events, we want to know other cultural, other country language. We want to learn same basic thing about other country. We did this event for 3 days, and every day we learned different words. And it's really perfect for the Mira members and for Hungarian also. And we did autumn workshop for kids, and we did bag and pencil case painting for kids also. And in intercultural food tours, I think it's really different because we visited 3 different food restaurants, but in the Luja street. Our volunteers visited this restaurant and tried other country foods. And Afghani restaurant, Turkish restaurant, and also Tunisian restaurants. We ate really different type foods. And outdoor yoga also. And we did in the Calvaryatar Park. This is Luja Citrus Park. And we did there with people, also children join us, and we really enjoyed there. And urban sketching, urban meditation. This one is also our events and our workshop. And neighborhood mapping workshop is about to learn Luja street. And our membership and our volunteer visited the Luja street and they explored the street. Actually, it's really good. And our last event, intercultural garden party, we did a lot of different events there. You can play game in the during the garden party. There is a henna workshop also. You can did something, some pins after the we have about the refugees exam, and then you can choose your pin tattoos. Then we did cello and concert. Also, again, not about just our membership or volunteer. And in the Luja Citrus, everyone can join us. We really enjoyed, and this is really crowded and a lot of different people join, different culture. We learned a lot of things each other. We met new people. We can say we found really good membership during the Luja festival. This is our aim, and now we are know Luja Street, know us. Even restaurant, even the children, everyone know we are here.
Okay, thank you so much. I also joined most of the events, and I can see it's really good connection between neighbors and your members. Thank you for make this festival.
Thank you for joining. We really enjoy with you. Come again.